Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. On the deadly mid-air crash of a passenger jetliner and a military helicopter near Washington Reagan Airport, an update from the National Transportation Safety Board, Bryce Banning says about the cockpit voice recorder.
Data showed the airplane beginning to increase its pitch. Sounds of impact were audible about 1 second later, followed by the end of the recording.
On the deadly crash of the small medical jet in Philadelphia last night, chair of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy in Philly.
Are we aware of any debris or anything falling from the plane before it went down? We are not aware of that. However, certainly videos are always welcome.
The prices of many goods could go up soon. President Trump imposing taxes, tariffs on goods from China, Canada, and Mexico. Those costs are routinely added to prices consumers pay. This is ABC News. Crews are responding to a hazmat incident at the Martinez Refining Company at Contra Costa County, California. It's prompting a public health advisory for the towns of Martinez and Pacheco. There's a big plume of gray smoke, and there are reports of a fire. There are no evacuations or injuries reported. Officials warn that people with respiratory issues might be affected. South Carolina has put to death a third prison inmate in 4 months. Marion Bowman Jr., 44, convicted of a 2001 shooting death, maintaining his innocence to the end. Patrick O'Neill followed the case.
A guy who turns down a plea bargain and is proclaiming his innocence for 24 years, that's a compelling thing. You know, most people who get executed say sorry to the victim before they die, and they accept, you know, what the state's going to do with them.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has taken off on his first foreign trip in office, heading to Central America. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. I've got details about the happy hour of love just around the corner, but first a double dip of the flavor that kills. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
gets thrown away. It will be a pleasure to hear what you have to say. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift that you can't open up alone. Just won't work. The daddy, they gotta change. You can wrap yourself up, but you're just a gift, and you can't help it up alone.
On Civic Media, we are local music, a double dip of the flavor that kills. That is home, hip dippy squared, kick off the 7 o'clock hour. WMDX 92.7 and Max Inc. presents the Happy Hour of Love. It's happening on a Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the flavor that kills and a brand new band out of Madison called Mothballs. Now, the show opens at 4 o'clock, or the doors open at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock. I will be there emceeing the show. So please stop by, say hello. Let's have a drink. Let's maybe have a slow dance together. It's okay. It's Valentine's Day. It's the Happy Hour of Love at the Gamma Ray Bar. Get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. Presented by Max Inc. Radio and WMDX 92.7. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. Original local music from Wisconsin. We still got a lot of show ahead of us here. Joey B. Banks and Yuel Lopez Rodriguez will pop in from Automatic Lover tonight. Also, a brand new band that Joey's working with, Play Machine. We'll get all the details after 7:30 tonight. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Michael Graff with Terry Barr. Michael is the movie writer, director for the brand new movie here in Wisconsin called Green and Gold. We're going to hear all about that after 8 o'clock. And in the 9 o'clock hour, Natty Nation, Ja Boogie will be on the phone with me to talk about the Bob Marley birthday bash coming up at the High Noon Saloon. Rob Roberts will check in after 10 o'clock with After Hours. In the meantime, I got brand new music from Yanni just around the corner. And we'll do some Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, too. And Gabe Berdulis later this hour. Right now, I have brand new music from Mr. Sam Lyons. He just dropped a brand new full-length album. It's a self-titled album, simply called Sam Lyons. Here's the first track off the album. It's called Water to Wine. Brand new Sam Lyons. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Holding my head, trying to plan out the rest of my life, from water to wine. Seeing it through got me waiting on you. It's alright, I'll feel it this time. Don't go off and wish it back. The past is gone, so move along. You just for today. You can heal from the pain in your mind. It's gonna be fine. And you won't believe what is destined to be in your life. Relax and unwind.
Miles and miles with no one around. A couple
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Yanni out of Wisconsin. That song is called Him and Her. The name of the new EP from Yanni is called En Route to Madison. The EP delivers four danceable, humble, and personal tracks that will leave you feeling really good, and you'll be talking about it for a long time. We're going to talk with Yanni in a couple of weeks. He'll be on the show on Saturday, February 15th. Milwaukee's Greg Ball and the Wrecking Ball is just around the corner, but right now is Bagdag Scuba Review, their song Water. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I wasn't what I thought that I'd see. And now I'm next in line for salvation. Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me? Won't you pour your water on me?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was in love with a preacher's daughter. She was no good for me. She looked like an angel walking through my mind. She had another side to see. I was just a clean-cut country boy, could never do no wrong. She said, boy, won't you take me for a ride? We don't have to go too long, said it's home, girl. We had every backwoods country road outside the county line. She held me tight with every little turn, girl, she was blowing my mind. Give me some more, long. Let me see your wild side.
Wild side.
Let me see you out of control. Doing 99 down an older road. Hitting every turn with a heavy load. Shooting up signs of my old 45. When I hit the gas and I hit the
Civic Media, we are local music. That's 99 from Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. Hey, you can see Greg Hall performing a solo show tonight if you're in Tupelo, Wisconsin at Muddy's Bar and Grill. If you're listening to us on 107.5 WLAK in Amory. And for those of you listening to 1490 WLCX in La Crosse, you can see the full band perform at Popcorn Tavern on 4th Street in La Crosse on Saturday, February 8th. Hey, just around the corner, we got Joey B. Banks, Uriel Lopez Rodriguez from Automatic Lover and Play Machine stopping in. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. You see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the Northgate Mall in Madison. They got cat and kitten adoptions, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Check them out right now. Noah's Ark Pet Store in Madison.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. That was your number one most played song in 2024 on Max Inc. Radio.
Is bravo.
Crazy. Hey, folks, how you doing? Welcome to Max Inc. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm joined in the studio here tonight by three awesome people from Automatic Lover. We got Brett here. We got Urell. We got Joey B. Banks. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping in tonight. Hey, let's talk about Automatic Lover, because you all were a band that exploded on the scene last year here in Madison, and we love it. Atwood Fest was kind of the main big show that where everybody, that had been a great experience for you. Get up on stage on the Clydesdale Field stage and see the sea of people while you're performing to them.
Yeah, it was a great time. We worked really hard to get up to that point. We had only a couple shows before that.
It was hot.
It was really hot.
It's always hot at Atwood Fest.
I was melting.
Urell, what are you guys working on these days? Automatic Lover, what are you cooking for 2025?
We have some shows coming up. We are playing actually Thursday. It's Thursday, and February 8th at Gamma Ray here in Madison.
And we're going to talk about that show more in detail in just a couple of minutes. I understand you guys might be writing and possibly recording some new music soon.
Yeah, actually, we are in the middle of some recordings already. However, we are making some new tunes with our new drummer, which is Joey Banks.
And what was that like, in the search of the new drummer? What was the search? How did Joey B. Banks and Automatic Lover connect? What was that story?
Well, we needed a drummer to fill in for Atwood Fest. And our last drummer had some other things going on. And Joey worked out great. He learned the songs it was crazy how quickly he learned the songs. And then we had a couple more shows after that he filled in for. And then our original drummer couldn't do it anymore. So we asked him, and thankfully he said, yeah.
We were meant to be.
Yes.
Because I think we asked like 10 different people, and all 10 different people, they mentioned their first top like choice was Joey. Mr. Joey Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Joey B. Banks.
Joey, the music is definitely your wheelhouse. You had to be pretty excited to join this band.
Yeah, I was. Actually, the music was obviously a big part of joining the group. The Latin aspect of it, and the fusion, Latin fusion aspect of it, the Latin funk and pop fusion. There's just a lot of cool styles that I don't get to do with anybody else that I get to do with this band. And it's real fun, energy. It's original, which is great. It's great to be in an original band and do original music that people love to hear. Yeah. It's got great energy, and songs are well written, and I love playing with these guys.
Who else is in the band, and what do they do? What's the lineup of Automatic Lover right now?
We have in sax Nick Bartel, trombone Jamie Camber, trumpet Mike Bowman, keyboards Matthew Reif, guitar player Shannon Galligan, here with us Brett Farry, on bass, Joey B. Banks drums, and myself, Yuri Lopez, singing.
And you bring one heck of a strong stage presence. Yes, I know so. I've seen you guys play three times. And that's the part of the fun about seeing Automatic Lover, is because you bring the show to the front. You don't play a musical instrument up front. Or you do sometimes.
I'm going to be playing guitar in a couple of songs and some percussions, minor percussions, but that's it.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be doing that soon.
He's not giving you all to you, right? He's saving some, you know. He's quite an instrumentalist and musician. So.
Yeah, we have a few like plans going on, and putting some like maybe some turntables or something, or like a scratching DJing and the live shows. Let's see.
Yeah, for the EDM segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the ever important EDM that brings the kids in, right? Joey, how many how many drumming projects are you in now? About 14, 17?
Yeah. I would like to preface that my answer with saying that everything I'm doing, I love doing, and I'm only doing what I want to do. So with that said,
you're living a life.
It's great to Steely Dane. Obviously, my bands, the Funky JBs and the JB3s, Automatic Lover, Play Machine. I'm still hanging on to the Thieves. We're still hanging in there after 40 years of being a band. That group, we'll probably be doing a couple shows this summer.
Nice.
Really good.
And I'm in a Jimi Hendrix tribute with Dennis Shepard from Steely Dane called Up From the Skies.
No kidding.
We're actually playing this weekend.
Who's playing guitar?
Dennis Shepard.
Really?
Dennis Shepard and Kurt Bauer and Todd Phipps. It's a quartet. Oh. And we do four albums of Jimmy material.
No kidding.
And this is our second time playing at this Pet Skull Brewing Company on Saturday. Up in Manitowoc. So I'm in Oshkosh with Steely at the Grand Theater Friday, and then scoot up to Manitowoc on Saturday to play with them.
What's the name of that Jimi Hendrix?
Up from the Skies. The Music of Jimi Hendrix.
I like that. I got to check that out.
Yeah. It's a cool song, too. It's a song. It's a song played with brushes, actually.
Nice.
It's a real cool little jazzy kind of tune. So check it out.
Love Hendrix. Definitely check that out. And another band that's brand new that we're going to talk about that in the show. We're also going to play a song from Play Machine in just a couple of minutes. Now, this is a new band, Joey, of yours. Talk about this.
It's really a collaborative producer effort that I'm doing with Brian Liston. So we're both writing songs together, and the bulk of the tunes that we've been performing recently are mostly songs that he's created and allowed me to drum on. But it's just a duo, and so we do a lot of produced music, and I have the headphones on with the click track going, and the sequences are going, and backing tracks and stuff like that. But it's again, really real fun, original music that kind of bridges, has a wide range of, it's more like art pop meets EDM. Basically, because we do all of it. And it's original. And again, it's fun. We do little video segments behind our show, too, because Brian is a big video head. He's a video, his studio is a sound and video studio, Clutch Studios. So,
the mighty Clutch Studio. We're going to play the song Blanket here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And this is brand new. It has it in, it's not officially released yet, is it?
It's released, and there's a video that goes along with it that's on YouTube. You can check out. But yeah, it's been released.
And Play Machine, any plans to play some EPs or get some albums rolling here soon?
Yeah. Actually, we're working on some original stuff right now, and definitely working on trying to get something released soon, within a year.
Awesome. And in the meantime, Automatic Lover and Play Machine, you guys are playing a few shows together. The one you just mentioned, URL, is Saturday, February 8th in Madison here at the Gamma Ray Bar.
Yes.
Yes, not Thursday.
Here in
Saturday.
The neighborhood.
Saturday.
Saturday, here in the neighborhood.
Just up the hill. That's a great little venue. Have you played there yet or no?
Not yet. It's going to be our first time.
I haven't played there yet.
I played there with Gabe Berdulis, actually, for his Christmas homecoming show. The day after somebody's heart attack.
Actually,
I arrived with those drums on the stage still from the night before. So
that had been a little awkward for you.
It was
because you and Rocker go way back, you know.
Well, we go back a few decades.
A few decades, just a few. So anyway, that show is happening Saturday, February 8th at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's gonna be a fun show. Automatic Lover, Play Machine. Anybody else on the bill for that one?
No, it's just us.
Yeah,
it's
you.
Just us. And we've been, it's a good, for me, it's two new bands I'm playing with, and the drum setup is similar, and I'm using electronics, and it's kind of a hybrid kit with electronics and acoustic mixed and with both groups. So it's kind of cool to have that opportunity to play with both bands, and we're both getting out there at the same time and trying to develop a fan base and get people to our shows. So it's kind of really a new beginning for both groups.
I think it's been fun just supporting each other too.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Know, we're both doing original music and we're just having a great time doing it. So
that's what it's all about, is having a good time. And I appreciate, personally, I'll appreciate the original music. And then a month later, March 7th, you guys are heading down to Chicago, playing at Reggie's down there.
Yeah.
Great venue in Chicago. Yep. And bringing the dance party to Chi-Town.
Yeah. I think, I book bands and I have relationships with some venues. So, I just kind of try to push what I believe in and what I want to do into those venues. And also, it's getting some Madison representation in Chicago, a stream of Madison artists into that venue specifically, which is a pretty high-level venue for Chicago. And it's hard for Chicago people to get into that venue, let alone people outside of the 125-mile radius. So, we're going to play there. Hopefully, we can have a regular, quarterly kind of thing going on there and then expand from there. But Reggie's is super cool. We're playing in the Music Shack.
Nice.
And if you're in Chicago, if you want to take a road trip and come check out some Madison bands in Chicago at a Chicago venue, get a hotel, hang out the Navy Pier, go to some shop. You can make
a great venue. Absolutely.
You can make a whole weekend out of coming to see a show. Yeah. So.
Music Vacations by Joey B. Banks. Yeah. I love it. Joey, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your stories with us. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to come on the show, for sure.
Ural, it's great to see you again.
Thank you so
Congratulations on all the success with Automatic
thank
Lover.
Thank you so much, sir.
Brett, it's great to meet you again here at the studio.
Yeah, you too.
Appreciate you guys coming in. Let's hear Blanket. This is from Play Machine. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now look, see, when she came at me, there was nothing to do. My first fatality stuck at me red into blue. They stare at mirrors and stars on my floors. Side of a snow-filled sky.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That song is Dangerous Road. That's Play Machine on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks to Ruel, Joey, and Brett for stopping in from Automatic Lover and Play Machine. You can see those two bands perform live next Saturday night at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, Saturday, February 8th. Get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got another hour of great local rock heading your way. We got music from Psycho Swank just around the corner. We'll do a double dip of Sunspot. And Terry Barr chats with writer and director Michael Graff from the brand new film Green and Gold that's being released this weekend. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on Max Inc. Radio. You know, Gabe Berdoulis' name was invoked in the last interview, so let's hear some Gabe Berdoulis trio. Joey's on drums. This is Blue Plate Diner. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I went to kiss the baby Jesus, Christmas Eve in Mexico. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, saw myself.
salvation in one go. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, but I missed it by a mile. I went to kiss the baby Jesus, just got a shut down a side aisle. And it was not the same little dude, been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude, didn't have the same style. I got a shut down a side. Down the side, I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Christmas Eve in Mexico, I went to kiss the baby Jesus. Saw my salvation in one go. But I got the backup baby Jesus, held by the backup priest. I got the backup baby Jesus, missed my chance at release. And it was not the same dude, been waiting from the altar all the while. It was not the same dude, didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side. Phony, they will know. And it was not the same little dude, been waving from the altar all the while. It was not the same little dude, just didn't have the same style. Cause I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye. I gotta shoot down a side eye.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In the mid-air crash of a military Black Hawk helicopter and a passenger jetliner near Reagan Washington Airport, National Transportation Safety Board member Bryce Banning says that an air traffic controller alerted the helicopter crew about the American Airlines plane about 2 minutes before the crash.
Data showed the airplane beginning to increase its pitch. Sounds of impact were audible about 1 second later, followed by the end of the recording.
On the deadly crash of the small medical jet in Philadelphia last night, the NTSB says the Learjet went down less than a minute after takeoff. They found the two engines, but not the flight recorders. Prices of goods like tequila, alcohol, electronics, and more could go up.